بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, sorry to act like a broken record, but I guess I am one, and I'm not apologetic about that, because the reality of Islam is that there is nothing new that either I or anybody like me is going to invent. And if somebody invents, then you should reject it immediately. What is known is what is known, and that is what Rasulullah taught us. In one line, that is to focus only on one thing, and that one thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased with me? You know, one of the beauties of life is the simplicity of the fundamental things in life. If we get that right, then the rest of life becomes very easy. And on the other hand, if we do not get them right, then we will be stuck forever in running around in circles with nothing to show for it. And therefore, it is extremely important to be clear about the fundamentals of life. And as a Muslim, I think the one single fundamental which works for every single decision that we need to make, and that single fundamental is Allah going to be pleased with what I am about to say or do? You can have one of three answers. Yes, Allah will be pleased. I know this from the dalail of the Quran and Sunnah. And alhamdulillah, therefore, I do what I set out to do. I say what I set out to say. Number two, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be pleased. And therefore, I will stop. No further arguments. No further, you know, checking this and that. I will stop. Number three, I don't know whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased or not. In that case, I find out and then I act after I have found out. As long as we keep this framework in mind, inshallah, we cannot go wrong. Because every single thing we say or do will be based on this framework. My brothers and sisters, I remind myself even again and again, one of the du'as that I always give people, and I give this du'a to you, and that du'a is, may Allah be pleased with you and never be displeased. May Allah be pleased with you and never be displeased. Now, I ask Allah for this for all of you, inshallah. Now, if you think about that du'a, that is what the people of Jannatul Firdaus will be told. The people of Jannah will be told at the end. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, are you pleased with what I have given you? Those who are entered into Jannah, may we be amongst them, inshaAllah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us Jannatul Firdaus without hisab, and we ask Him for the blessed company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the people who are granted that, Allah will ask them, are you pleased with what I have given you? And the people will say, Ya Rabbal Alameen, how can we not be pleased with what you have given us? Because you have given us, you know, things which are beyond our dreams. We didn't even imagine, never did we imagine that we would get this, and we got it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, shall I give you something even better than this? And the people will say, Ya Rab, we are in Jannah. What can be better than this? We have everything that we could ever have imagined, and Allah, and everything we could not have imagined. Every single piece of goodness. What can be better than this? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, better than this is that I am pleased with you and I will never be displeased. So this dua of saying, may Allah be pleased with you and never be displeased, is inshallah a very good dua. And I ask this for all of you, inshallah. My brothers and sisters, this life is so transitory that When Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us about how transitory it is, and he said, do not be, when you are making salam in salah from the right shoulder, don't be sure that you will get to the left shoulder. I mean, almost every day we have reminders of this. People were perfectly healthy, apparently perfectly healthy, young people, old people, suddenly one day, gone. In the last 2 days, I got news of two people. One was a young man who was in his, or I mean, at least from my point of view, he was young. He was early 50s, and the other one was one of my aunts who died this morning, and she was about 81 or something like that. Both of them, without any previous cause for worry, cause for concern, they were not sick. There was nothing wrong with them. I mean, they were perfectly healthy people. Both of them had massive heart attacks and they died. Now, the point is that these are reminders. I mean, the person who dies, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I ask you also to make dua for her. I ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should grant my aunt Jannatul Firdaus ala bi ghairi hisab, inshaAllah. The person who dies is dead. Their amal have come to a halt and nothing more can be done. Nothing can harm them, nothing can benefit them, except the du'as and except the good actions of their children. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in the famous hadith that the actions of a person, the actions of Bani Adam, the actions of the human being end with their death. Except three. One is the du'as and the actions of their children. And the second is any work of ongoing goodness, sadaqatul jariyah, which they had done in their lifetime, which includes all forms of social and beneficial work that they may have done. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to the extent of saying that if a person plants a tree, Allah will reward him for the relief that is provided to the birds who take shelter in it and who eat from the fruit of that tree. So it's to that extent, alhamdulillah. So the second thing that remains is the sadaqatul jariyah of this person. And the third thing is anything good that the person taught to others. So in terms of teaching and learning, obviously it refers to anything good in a religious sense, but inshallah it also extends to anything good in any sense, as long as a person has been doing something good and this has been with the person, then inshallah this is of benefit. So everything ends except that. Now, one reminder for the children of people who passed away is, if you want your mother, your father who passed away to benefit, then you have that chance now to help them, because they cannot do anything for themselves now. So it's your du'as for them, it is your actions for them. So if you are doing something which is wrong, believe me, this is a cause of pain for your parents. So if you really love your parents, then stop doing wrong. Stop, change, make a change in your life. But the thing the reminder for us is to say that this day of where you will be the news, think about it like this. Today we are receiving news. This person died, that person died. We are the recipients of this news. A day will come when you will be the news. And you won't be the news for very long, so no need to feel great and happy about that. I always marvel at this, that aankhein band ho aur aadmi afsana ban jaye, the share which the one part of the couplet that the eyes shut and a person becomes history, a person becomes a story. It is so true, and it's interesting how it doesn't matter whether you are a good person or a bad person. It doesn't matter for this, I mean, in the sense of your mention, the fact that you will probably no longer be mentioned is irrespective of whether you are good or bad, because if you are bad, you will not be mentioned because people don't want to remember you. I mean, you are a lousy piece of action, and the sooner you are forgotten, the better. But conversely also, even if you are a good person, illa mashallah, Allah keeps alive the mention of those He wants to. But normally I found that people do not mention people who are good because they are afraid of causing pain to the ones who love them. So if you had somebody who passed away, when you go to the house of their relatives, to their children, you don't mention that person because you feel, oh my God, if I mention, you know, this the person's mother or father who passed away, they're going to cry. So we don't want that to happen. So for whatever the reason, the mention of the person disappears from the world. And alhamdulillah, this is good. There's nothing wrong about that. There's no earthly reason why, you know, you should be mentioned forever. And again, of course, as we said, illa mashallah. That happens only and only to those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Today we are sitting here in the days of Ayyamul Tashriq. You are sitting here on the days of Eidul Adha. We had Eidul Adha yesterday in America. Today they are doing it in India and so on. Think about this, that the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah kept it alive and mentioned with honor. We mention his name in every salah, at the end of every salah. We recite Durud Ibrahim, which is his mention of Ibrahim alayhi salam. We remember him in the arkan of the Hajj. We remember him, we remember our mother Hajar, and we remember Ismail alayhi salam and their actions in the arkan of Hajj and manasik of Hajj. And we remember Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam on Eidul Adha. When we do the Udhiya and the Qurbani. And of course, we also remember Hajar alayhi salam by inference, because even though we talk about Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam, to think about, you know, who brought up Ismail alayhi salam in a way where, as a single parent, as a single mother, she brought him up in a way where he was obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to that extent. I mean, this is an amazing achievement. We like to talk about parenting. You want to learn parenting, learn it from Hajar alayhi salam. You know, what is the meaning of parenting? Subhanallah. So this is something that I just thought, let me mention to you, that the single most important fundamental consideration for the Muslim man or woman is Allah pleased with me? I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to save us from that which does not please Him. I ask Allah to be pleased with you and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rabbal alamin.